is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
At first, Amanda Shires wasn't sure she wanted to document the feelings that surrounded her divorce from fellow songwriter Jason Isbell. It took some convincing from her friend Shooter Jennings, who told her,
I could see why you want to abandon it, but he's like, you've gotten this far, and these songs are really good, and they move me.
Coming up, Amanda Shires talks about pushing through and making her new album, Nobody's Girl. And she talks about writing the song she says she will never perform live.
I was terrified, but at the same time, just because you're scared of something doesn't mean you shouldn't write your way through it.
Amanda Shires, today. I'm Raina Duras, and this is World Cafe.
A storm come on in the rosy dawn. I was sitting on the front porch watching a pale rain. The wind got late. My mind went a lot of ways. Forget me not.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Library and museum funding updates were first on the Beltrami County Board of Commissioners work session agenda Tuesday. Citizens, some dressed as their favorite books or literary characters, turned out in support of the Bemidji Public Library, which may be facing a drastic reduction in hours and staff next year due to budget cuts. Melissa Watley with the Kitchigami Regional Library System offered the Beltrami County Board an alternative to the 40% reduction to Bemidji and Black Ducks libraries.
We would like to request and propose a meet me halfway option with the Beltrami County Board.
Kitchigami's proposal includes releasing some of its reserves for offsetting levy requests in exchange for Beltrami County increasing the budget to the library by $81,000. The county budgeted nearly $438,000 for Beltrami County's libraries in the Kitchigami system in 2025, but reduced that to $265,000 for next year, which is considered the minimum maintenance of effort to participate in a regional library system. Regional libraries are required to operate at least 20 hours per week, since Black Ducks Library only operates 21 hours a week. Watley says most of the cuts will be felt at the Bemidji branch. The preliminary county budget set in September also cuts the $7,500 in funding to the Beltrami County History Museum. That cut represents about 10% of the center's annual operating budget. But the museum has since secured a private donation to cover the difference. Executive Director Emily Thaves also shared a major grant announcement.
For the very first time that we have secured private grant funding for the complete redesign of our permanent exhibits.
The Beltrami County Historical Society is seeking advisory committee members for the project, with interested people encouraged to apply by November 30th. County Administrator Tom Berry says expected cost shifts from state and federal sources are forcing all departments to make adjustments.
We're going without police vehicles. We're reducing our staff. We're reducing all of these things as an operation. And the board had made a decision with these budget principles and priorities that we're going to have to constrain our budget to work within our means and focus the limited resources we have on the county.
Beltrami County will host its annual Truth in Taxation hearing at 6 p.m. on December 2nd, where members of the public can comment on the proposed budget and levy. Hundreds packed into Forest View Middle School in Baxter on Saturday, largely to oppose MnDOT's plans for the Highway 371 overpass of Highway 210. The Brainerd Dispatch reports many are concerned with a proposed button hook design, which includes five new roundabouts and two bridges. Attendees told MnDOT engineers and the Baxter City Council that they are worried about business access, the main business district's economy, and the character of the city. The design is MnDOT's preferred option for the complicated intersection of two busy highways, railroad tracks, and frontage roads. Those opposed say the proposed design would make Baxter feel more like the Twin Cities, not the gateway to the lakes area it aims to be. Business owners express concern over construction impacts and future access, and community members say the project is designed around tourist traffic that only affects the area in the summer. The Baxter City Council has 90 days to approve or deny MnDOT's plan. The city of Walker announced it is accepting applications to fill a vacancy on its city council. The Walker City Council accepted the resignation of fellow member Char Moore last month. The Walker City Council members have four-year terms, and Moore began her most recent term in January. On its official Facebook page, the City of Walker says the appointed council member would serve until December 2026. A special election would then select a candidate to fill the remaining 2 years of the term. Requirements include being a qualified city voter who is at least 21 years old and a resident of the city for at least 30 days. Walker City Council members earn a $600 monthly stipend. Interested Walker residents can apply online or by stopping into Walker City Hall before noon on November 26th. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org, where you can also find content from our music, phonology, and morning show teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Every breakup is hard, but when both of the people in the relationship are famous, there are unique challenges. And that's what Amanda Shires was facing after her divorce from fellow songwriter and former bandmate Jason Isbell. Today on the show, Amanda Shires joins me to talk about her new album, Nobody's Girl, which she wrote in the aftermath of their split, as she worked through her emotions. She talks about how her friend, Shooter Jennings, and her producer, Lawrence Rothman, who also worked with her on her last album, helped her decide which of those emotions and personal details she wanted to put out there in public. That is the choice she's grappling with in this first song you're going to hear her perform today from the album. This is Amanda Shires with Away It Goes, live for the World Cafe.
Growing flowers for nobody, but I'd rather you see me thriving, finding my way back up. I could say it's a Leviathan lonely, hanging around the whole place haunting. I don't care if no one ever wants me again.
Don't ask about the deep end. Even I couldn't believe it when I felt my heart sprout feathers and I caught myself dreaming again.
Performed live by my guest today, Amanda Shires. That was Away It Goes. It's a song from her new album, Nobody's Girl, on World Cafe. I'm Rana Duras. Amanda, welcome back to the World Cafe.
I'm so glad to be back.
I'm so happy to see you. That song that we just heard has the first lines that we hear on the album. I can show you how he left me, paint a picture, growing flowers for nobody, but I'd rather you see me thriving, vining my way back up. You almost didn't make this album with these songs about heartbreak and the end of your relationship. But Shooter Jennings convinced you to do it. What was that conversation like?
I was, honestly, I had been in the studio and I'd tracked some other new songs that I've been working on. At the end of that day, my producer and I, Lawrence Rothman, were listening back to what we had and comparing it to some other songs we'd recorded. And Lawrence was like, it feels like this record's going in two different directions. And I said, you know, I wrote these songs. I don't know if that's what I want to go out and play and do and like talk about or even admit that I've had these feelings. And Lawrence was like, but we have to because it's important. Like it would help people and it's, if we get to the end of it, it'll help you because you'll have written your way through it. And even though it was probably what they're saying was with my best intentions at heart, I got really stubborn and was left the studio and went to my hotel and called my friend Shooter because Shooter lives in LA and I'm staying in LA. And Shooter's like, let's, this sounds like a more like in-person conversation kind of thing. So his wife's birthday, he was like, come down to Misty's birthday and we'll chat there and celebrate and stuff. And I went up there and he said, you know, I could see why you want to abandon it, but he's like, you've gotten this far and these songs are really good and they move me. And he said, there's not a lot of music made in the process of going through like the healing journey. And I was like, yeah, but, and he said that it would be, I'd probably regret it, like probably regret it, or that I'd probably be doing fans a disservice. And it's also like he said, you can't just jump from one thing to another without, you know, clearing your mind and all this kind of thing. And said a bunch of stuff and I listened to Shooter and then I got mad because Shooter was right. and then I, of course, called and apologized to Lawrence and Lawrence, of course, is forgiving. And we started just slowly writing our way towards the end of the record. And that's how Away It Goes was born, was the next day going in and just us taking it slow. And Lawrence saying, you know, even if we don't, even if this one isn't like the one we write isn't going on it, we're still going to work towards getting to the end of the record. And we did it. And that song for me is the reason why I was able to continue with the record, because I feel like it encapsulates so many of the things that I was feeling and thinking. Like, I can show you how, I'd rather you see me thriving and flying, and as hard as it is to, well, I would rather you, I just never want to be seen as like a victim or weak, and truly being honest about the difficulties and the lows and the absolute lows of it all is kind of hard to face, I guess. But at the same time, it's kind of like the fourth trimester of pregnancy that nobody talks about, like after the kid's born. Like, in a way, it's like that. Like, we all know what this is like, but there's not a lot of material out there for those of us going through it.
I mean, this album, obviously, you made it in a very different emotional context than your last one. That's when we talked last for Take It Like a Man. And you brought Lawrence Rothman back to produce again. And you've always talked about Lawrence so glowingly and about how supportive they are in the studio. When you're in this sort of different emotional state, what kind of energy did Lawrence bring to the process?
Lawrence brings an unwavering sense of fun at all times. Like, Lawrence dances and will focus on, you know, sounds and not just the vibe, but the really important things of like reminding you that, you know, you're strong and you're tough, like get your wiggles out. We're about to do a take. Or also they're really good at listening, like details. Like, I waited to do that vocal take. I told Lawrence, I was like, I'm not doing this till the end, because I want to do that song and put it away, because I just need a place for that to live. And they're really good at listening and understanding when to push and when not to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back to details a little bit later, but, you know, a lot of the songs on the album are kind of heavy, but we're going to hear you perform one that is funny and is fun. Mm-hmm. And it's a song called Friend Zone. It's one that you and Lawrence wrote together. Talk about the words of this song for me, because it does explore a different side of coming out of a long-term relationship.
So Friend Zone is, you know, love is already ridiculous and, you just find yourself making friends and having crushes, and that's a different feeling when you've not been in that mindset for a long time, of like seeing somebody as like a love interest. You know,
sure,
are you in a relationship?
I am, but I've also been in that position where you're like, oh, I didn't realize I could feel like this about somebody again, and it's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting, and that came. And I was thinking, I was like, this is interesting. And then you kind of get brave and admit that to a person. And they're like, oh, I just see us as friends. And then you're like, well, that's kind of, you know. And it's kind of like, I didn't even know this term before, because it's like, I didn't know about friend zones or situationships or anything like that, or even dating apps. I now have one that I don't look at, but in the end, friendship is really good, and I was definitely not in a place where I should be probably bringing my baggage to somebody else. But it's also, you've got to laugh at yourself, and that's what I was doing. I was like, I thought this was both sided over here. Boy, was I wrong. I am terrible at ESP.
But I mean, that is part of it. Like, when you come out of a relationship and it's like, okay, you're kind of, you don't really know how to do that stuff.
Yeah, and you're not guarded because you haven't been guarded in a long time. Like, you've been open and with the person and all this, and it doesn't apply to everyone, Shires. You got to keep the window shut. You just don't go thinking that everybody you think is cute is relationship material.
Well, let's hear you perform it. We'll come back and we'll keep talking. This is Friend Zone, Amanda Shires on World Cafe.
Thank you. slept in my makeup and most of my clothes. Tried everything I could, but you just wouldn't let me get close. For the third time this week, what you don't know or see is that this is all so very unlike me. I wish I could be everything you need, what you want, but I'm not. So shirts on, eating jelly beans with you, stoned in the friend zone. I could be friends, but I'm harboring hope. Wish I could be everything you need, what you want, but I'm not. So try and quit thinking of the weight of your hand on my back, and coming up with new ways that I could make you laugh. And the way the sun set around you at 60 miles, maybe I could change your mind. You call it mixed signals over a couple mixed dreams, and I swore I'd quit trying for the thousandth time this week, but that's a lie, and so unlike me. But I'm not so. Here goes the strings. Strings. What a beautiful night.
Amanda Shire is performing live for the World Cafe. That was Friend Zone from her new album, Nobody's Girl. I'm Raina Duras, joined by Amanda Shire today. You mentioned the film Tombstone in that song. It's a Western from 1993. And you love Westerns, right?
I love Westerns. And I love that Western particularly. I've had it downloaded on my iPhone and computer, and I have a DVD copy, and it goes with me everywhere I go. Something about it's so relaxing.
What is what is it about that one and Westerns, I guess, in general, that you love so much?
It reminds me of Texas, where I grew up, and these kind of codes and rules and like kind of sense of self. And, you know, I played in the Texas Playboys. I grew up playing the fiddle and doing 4-H and raising cows and country stuff. And I think the old ways and are just, I just think of it as very romantic, even though if it was to be right now, I know that everybody doesn't have toothpaste or anything like that, or look as handsome as Val Kilmer, but it's, there's just something to it, the strength of characters. And I'm just going to shoot you because you deserve it.
Right.
Not really. That's, I don't feel like anybody should like be toting guns around.
It feels like there's a clarity to like the moral code, whether it's for better or for worse in it.
Yeah. And there's none of this bless your heart BS that we get in other parts of the world, or like concealing your real feelings about a person or a topic. And I just think that's really cool. And to me, Westerns kind of, they're like honest, and even the bad guys. Yeah.
We're going to hear another live song in a second. I'm talking to Amanda Shires on World Cafe. And the next song we're going to hear you play is a song from your 2018 album, To the Sunset. It's called Parking Lot Pirouette. Why did you want to revisit this song for us?
It has a possibility to it. And kind of a strength in your own choosing, I guess. And I wanted to manifest a future of, like, not currently, like a future of one day finding myself in a place where I might, you know, want to have somebody in my life or something. I don't know. And in this healing journey, I feel like I've become more comfortable with my voice. I just wanted to keep playing that song and wanted to give it a chance to have a full voice behind it and not a kind of scared voice.
Yeah.
Not scared, but like kind of like not, I didn't feel like my voice was, I had lived in it enough, and now I'm feeling that I am. And I also wanted to manifest, like, sometimes I think about like singing songs like this that I might be, or have, it's magical thinking, as Joan Didion might say, that have manifested ends and things, which is not true. But if in the case that it was, I wanted to manifest some kind of good stuff, you know? Yeah. Like, I have crystals. I don't know if they work, but in case they do, I'm going to hang out with them.
I mean, why not? It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Well, here is Parking Lot Pirouette, performed live by Amanda Shires. This is World Cafe.
Performed live for World Cafe, that was Parking Lot Pirouette from Amanda Shires. It's a song from her 2018 album, To the Sunset. You're listening to a session with live performances from Amanda Shires today, but after the break, she'll talk about the song she says she will never perform live. That's next on World Cafe. Welcome back to the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, joined today by Amanda Shires. Her new album is called Nobody's Girl, and it explores the emotions she was going through in the aftermath of her divorce from Jason Isbell.
Amanda, you have said there's one song from the album that you will never play live or that you think would be very difficult to play live. That song is called The Details. Why have you decided to not perform The Details live?
Because I don't want to. I wrote that song to have a place to put. So the record is about not belonging to anybody and belonging to yourself, and about autonomy and like taking hold of you know, refinding your identity as an individual solo human out in the world and finding strength in that. And, you know, it's that. And then The Details, I wrote that as a place to put my fears and my experiences. And I guess I have fear of misinterpretation or being erased or written out of, and that fear in its true heart to me is like, comes down to a feeling of like you didn't matter. And I won't allow myself to be erased. And I needed to do that to be able to get to this kind of version of a stronger me. And
I mean, yeah, it's one of the songs where you're probably the most like forthright and very clear. Where, like, mm-hmm. you know, when people hear it, they'll know, like, what you're talking about, I think. And was there part of you that was at all nervous to be so clear about what you wanted to say there?
Yeah, terrifying. I was terrified. But at the same time, just because you're scared of something doesn't mean you shouldn't write your way through it also, or sort yourself through it. Like you gotta face your fears and hopefully some kind of growth comes from it. And I made a lot of choices that were in service to a dream, you know. I stand by those choices, and they're ones I made. And even though the plans and the dreams change, it doesn't mean they didn't happen, but it all is what it is. But I had to write it to get through it.
Yeah. I got him help, and then he bailed. What were all those promises for? Cover me up. Nothing's ever enough. Gonna have to put the house up for sale. He scared me then and he still scares me now. Never will hear me out. The thing is, he justifies it, using me and cashing in on our marriage. And he erases a detail.
on World Cafe. Amanda Shires is my guest today. The album title, I mean, Nobody's Girl, it feels defiant. And there are many parts throughout the album where you know, wrestle with being, with the idea of being alone. But then there are parts where you do seem to really be relishing a new feeling of freedom. Were there things that you discovered that you had compromised over the years that surprised you when the relationship ended?
There were, and I don't want to say that it's all bad, because, you know, you compromise and little by little you make concessions. I mean, we all do.
Sure.
Little things like how I like to begin my days. Like, I found that my most creative part of the day is in the morning when it's quiet. I kind of call it like before my ego's awake. And so I'll write minimum 20 minutes, even if I'm not getting anywhere. And, you know, a lot of times I don't, but it's the practice of it. And found out that I like going to the gym more than I like working out at home. I used to think I loved working out at home, which I didn't, because I barely did it. But I like going to the gym, and I like being in a room, being held accountable with other people doing classes. And I like the YMCA. It's a happy place with good folks. And so I do that. And then I also found new hobbies. Like, I play backgammon now and got a coach. And I learned also that I'm really good at being alone, and I like to be alone and read books, like just like anybody else. I like to think of fun ways to hang out with my daughter and get her talking.
I keep thinking about how interesting this album will be for your daughter to listen to someday when she gets a little older. What do you hope she takes from it?
Yeah, well, she's heard it. Oh, I hope that she takes away from it that, because we're all gonna get dealt, you know, grief and heartbreak, that you can go through it the best you can in your own way and find your way through it, and you can make something out of it if you want to. Like, and it doesn't have to be perfect and it doesn't have to be beautiful, but you can make something out of a mess. I would like her to also take away that she's of a breed of Texas woman. We might crumble a little, but we don't fall completely apart. We rebuild, we put our big girl panties on, and we will fake it till we make it, and we will get there, and we're strong, and that sharing your feelings and being vulnerable is a superpower.
You said that she has heard it. What did she think of it?
She really likes Peace of Mind, and she's a little upset that there's this one song missing from it called Stormbringer, which is a song that'll probably make it on the next record, but it's not all the way done, but it talks about if you were a woman in a world where you were in complete control, and, you know, we had all the strength, kind of that. Did you read that book, The Power?
No.
That idea came to me there, but it's more like, it goes, I'd walk through my choice of alleyways any time of night or day, do whatever I want, whenever I want, and something, have no say, Stormbringer. And then it's just like a kind of anthem for not having to know things that we know about our own safety.
Yeah.
Like, we know about alleys, and we know about like how to carry our keys and different ways that we operate through the world, looking for exits or potential escapes and things like that. So this song that she wishes was on there didn't fit the collection. She really was upset that one wasn't on there. And she knows that we write songs and we make them rhyme. And which one does she like a lot? She likes Peace of Mind a lot, and she likes The Way It Goes a lot. I think that the beauty of music, and then being her age too, is like, I think about it in the way that I listened to music as a kid, like, oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Like, I never paid attention to those words. I just liked the melody and the beat when I was little, you know? And I don't ever, like, if she has a question, I'll ask her as far as she wants to, or answer it as best I can, as for as long as she's interested in the conversation, then we let it go. And I know she'll probably have more questions later, but I think I'm going to be fine at answering those as being both a product of a divorce and a divorcee.
My guest is Amanda Shires on World Cafe. The last song we're going to hear today is Peace of Mind. And this is a song I think has some of the most well-observed and crushing details in it, but also some of the most encouraging lyrics about getting through it. I'll start with the crushing detail. It's a line that I just keep coming back to. About buckled when I heard and saw you on the ring cam whistling, broke everything we built and left me there to just deal with it. It feels so specific and so real, that image of seeing this person through your partner through this camera whistling when you're going through hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the end, everybody gets to be happy. But I had to write that song because I needed closure, and I didn't get the closure that I wanted. And I was wrestling with that and frustrated with that. Like, I still had things to say and maybe want to, like, talk about, and that wasn't an option. And I kept thinking, well, maybe that day will eventually come. And then when I realized it wasn't, I was like, I just want to have a place where I could say the things that I didn't get to say. And they didn't all fit on there, and some of them don't really make for a good song. So I kept the parts of what I wanted to say, and then tried to, like, find images that matched it, and so that I could have the closure that I wanted. I could give myself that. And that's a good gift to give yourself, that.
I feel like you give yourself not closure in this song, but a way kind of forward. You get a new dining room table, you repaint the walls, you can eat and you can breathe again. And getting over heartbreak is not a linear thing. It's not like you wake up one day and it never happened and you're fine. It's like some days are easy, some days are hard. As more time passes, does the path forward feel clearer?
I think for me, the path forward's never felt super clear. I think because of the job that I do is kind of one that's dependent on a lot of things. But the path forward, as far as moving through the healing journey, feels clearer, because in the middle of it, it's like it feels a snail's pace, and like you're never going to get anywhere. It's so slow feeling. And it's almost coming up on almost 2 years of me, you know, finding my identity as the only, the soul Amanda Shires. No, I mean, like, finding this person I am now after this version of me. And it's interesting too, because when you're in a place that you've shared with somebody for so long, you can't help but see old ghosts and hear them or have memories attached to things. But the dining room table, changing that out helped, and then getting a different bed helped. And not that I needed a different bed, but I had to get a different bed. And I'm sharing a lot, I think, sorry. And you do what you got to do, and you've got to try to trust your instincts. And sometimes you don't need to be taking a jujitsu class. That's just not what you think it's going to be. Like, I tried that out. That was an epic fail. And at the same time, I do hope everybody finds their peace of mind. And I just had a little piece of my mind I wanted to get out. And luckily I have the ability to play music, so I got to put it somewhere.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing it with us. This is Peace of Mind. It's Amanda Shires with World Cafe.
But that was a real way to
Peace of Mind, Amanda Shires on World Cafe. That song is from her new album, Nobody's Girl. Amanda has been my guest today. Thank you so much. It's been so, so nice talking to you.
Thank you so much.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard my session with Amanda Shires. You can find that session on video at worldcafe.org. You can also see it on our YouTube at youtube.com/worldcafe. And while you're there, make sure to subscribe. Here's the band that Amanda Shires is in with Brandi Carlile, Natalie Hemby, and Maren Morris. They are called The High Women, Crowded Table.
You can hold my hand. can be a mountain when you're feeling valley low. I can be a street light showing you the way home. You can hold my hand when you need to let.
Thank you.
Taking you to the end of the hour, that is Nico Case with Man. Thank you again to Amanda Shires for being my guest on the show today. And thank you also to World Cafe senior producer Kimberly Junod for her work on that session. You can find World Cafe on social media at World Cafe on Instagram. Give us a follow. And thank you so much to our affiliate stations across the country who bring this show to you, including Arizona Public Radio. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duris. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. And by the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org. In the past, we knew more about our neighbors. I'm Heidi Holton, and KAXE provides that. We get to know the people that live in northern Minnesota, like Kathy Davies on What's for Breakfast.
Well, truly, every day I wake up with you guys, and so there's socialization. And I love the local news. That interview with Amy Klobuchar this morning was wonderful. I am so supportive of finding out what's going on with all the tribal stations, and I care about the Canadian wildfires.